We have just shared another fantastic day at the cabins at Bear River Lodge. And, of course, that means our buddy Roger Eggert is here. You were out all day with how many in a Trax ride?
We were on a Trax ride today. We had 15 people, and some of them had never ridden before. So we modified the ride to get people through the forest.
Yeah, we thought about tagging along with you, but we have, you know, lots of two riders on machines, and where you planned on going today, you said those trails wouldn't be navigatable. Navigatable?
I don't know, but we tipped over plenty of times, so you'd have been fine. We had a lady, seriously, from St. Louis, never snowmobiled before. Today was her first day. But she made it great. Several times I had to tell her, you just follow exactly in my tracks. Do not take your eyes off my bumper. Just follow me. But we made it through, so it was a good day.
Tell me your reasoning behind Trax rides in the beginning, just to familiarize people with this area and give them some ideas on where they can play.
Well,
because it's turned into much more of a job for you, I think, than you planned on in the beginning.
Truthfully, it was a way to get out and ride. Yeah. It was an excuse, hey, get my friends together and let's go for a ride. But in the winter or summer, there are so many fantastic places to ride, and I like different places. And lots of people asking, where do we go riding and what do we want to do? And so we just decided, let's put a ride together and once a month go out and show people our favorite places in the forest. And we've done it every month of the year, and it's turned out to quite a big deal. I think last July was our biggest ride. We had 100 people on the ride. Today we had 15, and I didn't lose anyone today.
For anybody that's wondering what the snow conditions are up here, it doesn't look like much until you get about 5 or 8 miles down the road, and all of a sudden it starts piling up. It looks great up here.
Yeah, I think we'll snowmobile at least till the end of March. We generally try to go to about the 10th of April, and I don't think we're going to have a problem doing that this year. There's four or five where I ran into you guys out there today. There was quite a bit of snow. I hope it cushioned your head.
Roger happened to be there to see me fly off of a tube, not off a snowmobile, but they got me on one of the tubes down that hill, and it didn't end well at the bottom.
I was so happy to see you wearing a helmet as you come spiraling down that hill.
Well, I think the last time, maybe it wasn't the last time, a couple of years ago, when we were up here, you were the one taking a nosedive off of one of those things.
Yeah, Jamie and I went down the tubes, and we have those pictures. Your children took pictures. I don't know how they did it, but succession, like whatever you call it, we got six snaps right in a row. And us flying through the air, and luckily we had our helmets on.
Yeah, that's advisable up here. I want to talk serious to you for a minute, because we're in the midst of this coronavirus thing, which has got everybody scared. There are a lot of unknowns about it. Small businesses are wondering how they're going to get from now until this thing is officially over or subsides. People that follow me on Facebook or see any of the posts that I'm going to put on our KSL Outdoors radio page are going to see me say that we found a way to really enjoy and expand this, what are they calling it now? Social distancing. I can't think of a better way to distance yourself socially than to get out here on a snowmobile, really.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering how it's going to impact our business. I wonder if it's going to impact this positively, negatively. I know there's a lot of people concerned and worried. I don't know how it's going to impact Trax. But to get up here in the outdoors and you know, it's just wonderful. There aren't big groups like your family all here together in a cabin and going out snowmobiling. So if there are people panicking, I know people still want to get out and recreate, go on vacation. They may not want to get in an airplane or go on a cruise ship, but get away to a cabin or get out and enjoy these outdoors. It may be a way to just introduce yourself to the wonderful facilities and places we have here in Utah. It's incredible.
Well, and by the way, and I feel the stress of listeners of KSL now that I'm there every morning with Amanda Dixon with Utah's Morning News, because we, of course, are pushing these headlines. We're breaking these stories, and then we hear from our listeners both on the phones and with text messages about, you know, how our reports really add fear to their lives. We don't want to do that, but this is a way to get away from all of that. You can leave your technology behind. You're not going to be inundated with all of the text and all of the emails, and you can just put the helmets on. You've got gloves on. You're on machines, and go as far as you want or stay close to the cabins, whatever you want to do.
You know, Tim, one of my favorite parts is sitting right there on that deck. We're about 20 feet from your deck that overlooks the Bear River and the Uintas, and come up in April and just go sit on the deck. Just relax and breathe the fresh air. There's just so many ways to enjoy outdoors in Utah. I hope everyone takes advantage of it.
And by the way, there's toilet paper in the bathrooms when you get here.
Yeah, you know, they call me and they said, how many rolls of toilet paper should we put in the bathrooms? I said, well, do you think people are going to steal them? They go, probably. When every guest checks in, we hand them six, what are they called, squares. And you come over and get more when you need it.
That's good. And in case anybody's wondering, we stopped at the Walmart in Evanston. They don't have any there either. No. I think people are driving hundreds of miles to get a roll of toilet paper these days.
We have a secret source. We found out two nights ago where we could get toilet paper, and I'm not disclosing it.
All right, I'm going to twist your arm when we get done with this conversation. You said you might be at this, at least as far as snowmobiling goes, for a couple of more weeks. Usually you've got some good deals going on. Yet, do you know any of those off the top of your head?
We do. We're having great deals. We do it every time, this time of year, every year. So it's coronavirus or not, this time of year you can rent a night, get a night free in the cabins, which is a great deal. And you can do that as multiple, as many nights as you want. So stay four nights, pay for two. The sleds, the two-seater sleds you were out on today, $99. So what a great deal. Come up and enjoy the rest of the snow that we have.
By the way, we needed some helmets for the grandkids and even some of the adults. We needed to use a pair of your boots, but you've got snowmobile suits in there. Anything you need, really, you've got on site.
Yeah, gloves, suits, boots, helmets, whatever you need, come on up. We'll take care of you. And if you need toilet paper, we'll give you six sheets when, or six squares when you check in.
Yeah, they've got, you know, instead of a metal detector on the way in, they've got toilet paper detectors on the way out.
Check your luggage.
It really is one of my family's favorite things to do, and so relaxing, and really to get away from the stresses that everybody's feeling right now, and keep a distance from people. You know, we were joking on the road in the Mirror Lake Highway today that, you know, all right, keep your social distancing. We want three snowmobile lengths between us. And we had a fantastic day, as we always do.
Well, thanks, Tim. You know, I put on my social media, I think the strategy for preventing the coronavirus, social distancing, wear face mask, which to us is a helmet, and wear gloves, which is gloves. So yeah, you're covered.
It's all covered here. Always a great time at Bear River Lodge. If you want to find out more about it, it's bearriverlodge.com. Or if you want to find out about tracks, because my guess is you're going to have some more tracks rides, that's easy to do too.
Yeah, go to traxrides.com, sign up and join us. The rides are free. You can bring your own equipment, or if you don't have anything, we'll rent it to you that day. Half off.
I can't tell you how good it is to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Let's do this again.
All right. BearRiverLodge.com or TraxPowerSports.com. Thanks so much. We'll take another break. We'll come back with more of KSL Outdoors in just a minute.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bubba had a dream, Bubba had a wish to find himself a woman that loved to fish. One day at the tackle shop, his dream came true, and now for everyone he catches, she catches too.
Hey, Bubba! You know, I'm sad to...
She fishes better than you.
And you know that's true from all of your fishing classes.
No, it's true.
I'm really sad to hear that this one's not going to happen because so many people bailed during this coronavirus outbreak. But
well, thank you. So is my banker, actually.
I'll bet he is. Hey,
it's a she, by the way. She's shorter than me.
The only report that I can give you was on our way up to Bear River Lodge. We drove right past Echo Reservoir on I-80 there. And I can tell you, there's still a, I don't know how thick it is because we didn't go down, but there's still a lot of ice up there. So I don't know that anybody could actually be fishing. And the last report was a week old. So,
well, let me say this first off, Tim, that Yeah, not teaching the class is a problem because a lot of people want to know more than ever how to fish because it's one of those things you really can do. It turns out trout don't hold COVID-19. And so, yeah, touch them all you want.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to get out and get away. And by the way, social distancing has always been a thing in fishing anyway. When somebody's downriver from you and you want to go around them, you take a wide berth. That's the protocol.
That's funny. I hadn't thought about that, but fishermen have been practicing the social distance thing for a while.
Yeah. If you cast too close to where somebody's fishing, you're going to get a hate stare. And that doesn't happen now. It's been happening for centuries. Okay?
That's funny.
Yeah. So when you walk down the river or up the river and you encounter an angler, you're not supposed to really go by them unless you say, hey, can I walk behind you there? And then they'll give you the okay. It's like going to a restaurant and then sitting at somebody else's table. Hey, there's an open seat. Mind if I join you? Which, frankly, I think would be fun. And I always say my name isn't Provo or Weber, whatever river I'm on, and there's room for us all. That's what I believe. But people don't take kindly to a cast that's too near to where they're fishing,
right.
And that's always been a thing.
Yeah. All right, what do you got for us today? Anything?
Well, look, I'm not going to give any crazy news that happened as a result of this week. I'm giving you pretty much the old stuff, which is absolutely true. I've already chronicled it. March is the best month to be fishing in central Utah. Okay, now, I have always gone down to this region during March, during spring break from college, and putting my float tube out on a lake down there. And there are some amazing fisheries. And I'm sure the people down there aren't going to be happy that I say this. But you want to get down to Otter Creek. You want to get down to Minersville. You want to go to Puffer, Panguitch. I don't know if they're still frozen. They'll be borderline. But, you know, Cresharam, there's so many lakes in central Utah that always fish well in March. Because the key is the latitude and the temperature, and the ice recedes. Right now, Minersville is on fire. And if you want a really hot tip, fish near shore with a strike indicator and black. You're just going to fish black stones. That's the word right now. But, you know, even in Otter Creek, the fish are big. These are big fish fisheries. They're a blast. Just, you know, anything you want to throw out there, you don't have to throw a fly, obviously. Just reel it in slow or strip it in. It's a little sluggish this time of year. And the strikes will be a little subtle, so you have to be wary, literally be on your toes. I tell my students to be coiled like a snake or on their toes like a puma because you're going to get more. Don't be surprised by a strike. You should be expecting a strike, and that'll really enhance your catch rates. But really, all the lakes in central Utah are on fire, and I can't stress that enough. And, of course, fishing is really good in our rivers still up here in the north because they're not letting out yet. They're still saving up the water, so all the water is low and clear, and the temperatures haven't been extremely hot or extremely cold, so fishing is really good, and there's a lot of people doing it. And be mindful of social distancing, not because of COVID-19, because that's just fishing protocol.
Yeah. Did you say, you said Otter Creek. What was the other one? Did you say Potter's Pond? No.
No, not Potter's Pond. Paiute is a good one.
Oh, Paiute.
Yeah, again, Minersville, you know, Puffer, I think, might be too high, and I think Panguitch might be too high. But if they're not, those are some of my favorite fisheries.
All right. And I just wonder how many people are actually, they should be, if they haven't already, be thinking about just getting out there on the water to bring a little peace to their life with all of
absolutely.
The mayhem right
working
now.
Working from home means the bank of a lake if you're me, because that is my home.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for that. And by the way, you can always find information on the fishing hotspots around the state by just going to wildlife.utah.gov and clicking on the fishing portal for places that you're looking to fish. Some of these, just be mindful, have not been updated for a week or so because they just don't have that much traffic out there right now. But that's part of the allure, I think, right now as well. We're going to let you go, buddy, because in this social distancing thing, I can only get two phone calls on at the same time.
All right. You have a good week and stay safe.
All right, buddy. Stay with us. ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. And on the other side, we'll have hour number two, the final one for KSL Outdoors Radio. So don't go away.